With statistics increasing for children under 10 needing glasses, leading optical neuroscientist Greg Fairminer has changed the world with his amazing discovery, specimen 4108. The treatment has a 99.4% success rate, which is a major breakthrough for optical deterioration. Children are asked to bathe their face in soup for 5 minutes before bed and leave 2 full-length hot dogs underneath their pillow before they go to sleep.
The results have been amazing for our little Archie. Archie was born needing glasses, and now after 3 months of this treatment, he's gone down 3 lens strengths. And Archie, oh, he really enjoys the oxtail.
When our Penny was born, she was born with 4% vision. Now with this treatment, she's got 96% of her vision back. It's unbelievable. The hot dogs are a great snack in the morning, and she just really loves cream of onion smashed all over her face. If you or a family member are suffering with vision problems, please get in touch.
My lady, you should know that my love for you has no boundaries. I have walked the scorched deserts, I have sailed the raging seas, and I have fought great beasts just to meet your gaze on this day. Since I am here now, before you, I must be allowed to unveil my heart. My lady, grant me passage. Allow me to place myself within thee. Let me slide my fleshy blade deep and scatter my milky seed within the mystery that lies behind the silk gates of your feathered chalice. When I am done, I shall drink the wine from your breasts and sleep by your side forevermore.
Right, welcome to episode 13 of the Adam and Norm podcast, sponsored by Beef Lasagna.
Oh, I bloody love beef lasagna.
I love mince.
I was going to say, maybe we need to change the name of the podcast to Adam, Norm and Adam's Beard. Because your beard's getting kind of beefy now, like.
It is, isn't it? I'm not going to stop growing it until we're allowed out again.
Well, you're going to end up looking like...
Are you doing that with your afro?
Yeah, I'm just growing it up. I've cut the sides.
You know who you look like? You know Kid and Play?
Yeah, that's what I'm going for.
You look like Kid. As a kid?
Kid and gonna go.
They did a cartoon of them. Can you remember the cartoon of Kid and Play?
No.
Well, there was
actually,
a cartoon.
Do I remember it? I think I might have done. Don't know.
There was actually a cartoon as well of MC Hammer. Hammer time.
I remember that.
What the fuck, man? Can you imagine that meeting? Whatever, like, animation studio it was, and they were like, we need an idea. Who can we do a cartoon about? We've got He-Man. We've got Transformers. Oh, I know. We'll do a one about MC Hammer. What we're going to do every episode about? I don't know. Fucking anything we can think of. We'll just have him, like, just walking around the corner or something like that for a whole half an hour. And that'll be, like, an episode.
Did he have magical pants?
I think he had magical shoes that could speak.
Right.
That's what they ended up doing with it. Magical shoes that could speak. So, yeah, there you go. MC Hammer cartoon. So that's how I like to open up a podcast.
Speak with MC Hammer straight away.
So how you been, Adam? Are you been alright?
I am all right. Aye. Today I've just been sitting in the garden all day. Just
nice one.
I don't know. Just, you know, when you have children and you just. You sit there and they're either just asking you to play with them or they're like describing to you how they're like a fucking audio description on a fucking deaf program. Like, they just won't leave us alone. And then when they are playing by themselves, they're like, Dad, what is this? I'm going to walk in here. I'm going to do this. Dad, and you know when you just want to sit for 5 minutes without anybody speaking to you? And I've just been like, wild today. It's dead chilled.
It is fucking, it's hard work, like, isn't it?
They've got, like, trampoline slides. I've been throwing the ball with them, everything. And then you just sit down for 5 minutes. I've got made myself a nice little sun trap in the corner of the garden. And they're just coming over. All they're going, watch me bounce on the trampoline. Look how many times I can do it. Dad, seen this? Dad, reckon if I throw a teddy on here, I'd reckon you go on the washing line. Dad, you ever done this? Dad, you ever used a hoop? Dad, you ever brushed leaves away? And I'm like, shut up, man.
That just sounds like that's what it's like in ours as well. Like this morning we got up and we were trying to like do like exercise outside. We're like, right, come on, we're going to get fit. We're going to get a good vibe going today. So we'll get up and do exercise. And it's just like doing any kind of exercise in the garden with a kid around is just nearly impossible because they're just like, they're throwing like basketballs off your head and stuff like that. And just like, you're just like, right, just get away from us. I'm trying to like do push-ups or something like that. And they're just like, oh, and they're like going under your belly and like crawling underneath you and that. And you're just like, oh, what the fuck? You do get a bit irritated, like, and then you start, like, jabbing at them quickly and that, just like...
Yeah, man, I'm going to knock you out, like.
But you do, like, think, oh, fucking hell, like, you can't even just do a little bit of exercise. It's got to be, like, you can't do now really with kids. But it's that's what it's all about. It makes it, it keeps it interesting.
I've started being that person, which I used to be, but I'd been giving up on coffee and stuff like that. I've started, like, having coffees every day because it needs to, like, inject it with some sort of caffeine boost. It's just one of those things, and I'm just like, I have a cup of tea in the morning when I get up, and then about at least an hour later, I'm like, coffee. I need coffee.
I get through some tea.
Are you not like that?
No, I drink loads of tea. Not so much coffee, just drinking tea, probably about 4 or 5 cups in the morning, like easily, like before 12 o'clock, easily.
Oh, yeah, we're the same. Do you get bored and just go, make a cup of tea, aye, for no reason.
Oh, aye, definitely. It adds structure to my day.
Do you boil the kettle and then sometimes leave it and then just do something else and forget about it and go, oh, I forgot to have that one, and then boil again. I'm constantly boiling the kettle, just watching like 50p's go up on my meter. Well, not on a meter, but you know, you're like them smart things, you get energy things.
It's funny, actually, you should say that because I actually sometimes find myself boiling the kettle when I've actually got a cup of tea. Because I'm so addicted to making tea. I just like get up and we'll see the kettle and I just have to press the button and boil it. And I'm just like, I'm just totally burning my own money here.
It is.
Next level irritating. Sometimes I'll boil the kettle when I've already got a cup of tea and I'll actually top the kettle up so it boils more water. So rather than just boil the water that's in there, I think, oh, there's not enough water in there. I better boil a bit more because I might need more than one cup, even though I've totally got a cup of tea and I've just... So I'll go over, fill the kettle up with water, put it down, boil it, and then have a drink of the tea I've already got.
Do you ever leave your tea for ages because you've got kids and you get distracted and then it's gone cold, so then I just boil the kettle again and then pour more hot water into it just to warm it up?
I would never do that. Like, I'd never have a brew that's just had a top up. I cannot be doing that. Even when I've finished a cup of tea, I have to clean the cup before I can drink it again.
I can't drink
out of a cup that's been...
Contaminated,
aye. You've got to get it out, haven't you? It's got to be fresh.
Yeah, I think that's an 80s thing, though, is it not? Because you remember when in the 80s, when you used to have tea bags and the tea leaves used to leak into your cup and you used to drink it, and at the end you used to have tea leaves at the bottom. I always leave a little bit of tea at the bottom of my cup out of absolute habit from the 80s.
Aye, definitely. That's probably what it is. I actually did something the other day as well on the subject of tea. And you know, like, as you get older, you don't, like, hurt yourself as much.
What?
Because you're a bit more wiser.
Oh, right, aye.
You don't do things like slit your fingers open with knives or, like, fucking... Cut your fingers on, like, a fucking tin can or something stupid like that because you're a bit more wise. And when you're younger, you're just stupid and you're just, like, constantly hurting yourself.
Yep.
Well, I did something the other day that I haven't done for ages. And that was, I dropped a bit of biscuit in my cup of tea. I dipped and then I lifted it out and then I was chatting and then it just fell off and I was like, oh, and I actually thought the last time I did that, I think it was like 94 or something like that. I was gutted. And
did you drink it?
I forgot about it. I kept drinking my tea and then my son was like, Dad, what did you do with that bit of biscuit that fell in your tea? And I was like, oh, I think I drank it.
Oh, because isn't it like you've got like a slug in it or something when you forget about it and then you start drinking it and then it touches your lips and you're like, oh, what's that?
Well, the thing is I just like necked the last part of it because I had to go and do something. So I think it just like slithered down my throat without us even like realising it was there. But yeah, so, but that's life when you're close to 40. You should know, like,
that's
both
it.
Were nearly 40, so...
You
actually look more 40 now. I'm going, like, I'm regressing with me kid and play looks.
Well, because I've got the beard, I think it makes us look younger.
A beard? Do you think?
Why, yeah.
It makes Santa look younger.
Do you know who I look like? One of the bushwhackers.
You actually fucking do.
In fact, were the bushwhackers mental?
Either way.
Were the mental patients? Do they ever speak on... I can never remember. I can remember them just, like going to the, what do you call it, wrestling arena, just, like, moving their arms up and down like this, going, doing, like, stroke faces. And then they used to just get beaten and then walk straight out.
Licking each other's heads.
Oh, they used to lick each other's face.
Oh, fucking mental them. Weren't they, like, married to the same person or something like that?
I don't know.
Like, their own mother or something.
Can anyone actually tell where, though? What the bushwhackers were? What were they? They just had military gear on and were nuts. Were they from Vietnam or something and they've gone out of the top?
What, inbreds? They were like southern kind of inbreds who love guns.
Like Joe Exotic.
Yeah. So they were basically like Joe Exotic. I can actually remember getting wrestling cards.
They were the best things ever. The blue ones.
They were. I remember like fucking going nuts, like getting those things. Like me Nana would come and see us and I would be like, you all right, Nana, give us a quid. She'd be like, hiya, you all right? And I'd go, give us a pund. And then I would just be like, see you later. And I'd be like, run to the shop. And I would get like 5 packs. Imagine how many packs of cards you'd get now for a quid. You'd get now. The guy behind the guy in the shop would just go, fuck off, mate. What you think you're doing, Andy, with a quid in ya? Are you kidding? Collecting things. Like, some things I can see the point in collecting, but others, like, some people collect stuff and they're just like, they get it and they just never, ever look at it again. Like, collecting cards.
I don't know. It just feels sort of some type of accomplishment. I did it with a football book and, like, it was not sticking the stickers in. It was actually one where you put the cards, like, they got, like with little slits and you put the card corners in it and that, like a football book for the World Cup. And I completed that and I thought it was mint and I put it all, me and Austin completed it together and then I just put it away and I never ever look at it, but I just felt like, oh, that's class, that, like. But you're right, I'll never ever get it out.
I tell you what I think would be a mint thing, card collection, that I absolutely would treasure and keep. Porn cards. Having a collection of those, like a book of those, and getting them out and just like, lads, come round, I'm going to get the porn card collection out. Just flicking through the pages.
You got a swapsy on the double-ended dick wank.
Well, I remember one particular set of porn cards that I had in my collection at one time. And in it, there was a woman, right? And she had a man's dick and she had it in a hot dog bun and she was eating it. And I was like, that's quite a kind of niche one, isn't it? When you think about it, like, it's a bit like kind of like a, you could do like food categories, so you could have like ones where like women have like got like hot dogs in there in the buns, or they've got like kebabs, and you can have loads of them. It's like, oh, this is me like food outlet collection. Like, I've got like
what is that when she's going licking another lass out with a kebab? You just put two pitters on the other side of it.
Aye, so that, I thought that would be quite a good collection, mate, like, to have, like, a set of porn cards and have them categorised by, like, these are the ones where, like, they're kind of, like, eating, and these are the ones where they're, I don't know, squirting or something like that. Actually, I'm sure on one of the lads' holidays that we went on, in one of the lads' rooms, they just had, like, an actual wank station set up. And what they had is it had on... Someone told me this, that I can't remember whose room it was, but they went in and they were like, oh, can I get in the toilet? And they were like, I just got in. And on the sink, they had, like, porn cards all set up. Like, the best ones out the deck, all set up on the sink, just basically ready for, like, to go in and, like, kind of do the deed. And they, like, took turns, like, oh, hurry up, man, because I want to get in and I want to have one.
That is a true story.
Yeah, that is an absolutely true story.
I'll tell you another true story about, remember that time we went on Chris Ando's stag do and Will woke up in a nightclub with a dog licking his face. And then he woke up and was like, oh, it was in the morning, and then he started walking and someone has tied his shoelaces together. And then, do you not remember being at the hotel and he just got dropped off and he had all his clothes on? He got dropped off by, like, a bloke in a tractor.
That's fucking class. Well, Adam, I've got some questions. So, some questions. The first is from Steve O'Brien.
Steve O'Brien.
And he says, would you rather have fannies for eyes or dicks for noses?
Ooh.
What would you rather have?
Fannies for eyes, I think.
Fannies for eyes?
Aye, just because I think they look a bit more pleasant, don't they? Like, would they still have...
Not when they're in place of your eyes.
Aye, but they'd obviously open up to see your eyeballs, wouldn't it? You could still see out of it, can't you? Would it be like a hairy one, or would it be like put a backy fanny and just hanging over your eyes? Oh, man, I want to go outside and roll a joint 2 seconds. I'll just rip some off my eyeballs. Yeah, man, get this in.
Obviously, you know, men enjoy the sight of a fanny, but seeing them on, like, a grown man's face who's got a beard.
Oh, but imagine having a cock as a nose and it just fell down again in your mouth. Whoa.
Fucking hell. Oh, I was just thinking there, if you had a runny nose, you'd have, like, a runny cock.
Oh, what's wrong with him, like? Oh, he's got cocky snots.
That would be disgusting. The thing is, though, you could break this down into, like, would you rather be blind or can you actually see out of the fannies?
Well, that's what I mean. If you could see, I definitely would choose the fannies.
Yeah, so you can still see. So the fanny's open up and there's an eyeball in there. Fuck off. That would be scary. That would put you off having like sex in that. You'd just be like, what the fuck? Can you imagine that? Just seeing that.
Aye, but if you wanted to see further, you could just rub a ring, like rub rings around them and just widen them. Yeah, man, your eyes have got a proper wide on.
I kind of deal with that. Like, I can't deal with the image of like a fanny open with an eye in it. That in itself is just like something off Hellraiser or something like that. He's got a second part of his question.
Yeah.
And he said, have you ever pinched anything from a shop? If so, what's the best thing? Well, of course, I've pinched stuff before.
I haven't kind of mentioned anything. Now my dad's listening to the podcast now, like, so that's absolutely class. Is he? Like, so he's probably disgraced with myself. Nah, I've never pinched anything ever in my life.
Have you not?
Aye, of course I have.
Everyone's pinched something, man. If you haven't pinched something, you haven't lived.
I've never pinched anything from since about 1992 or something.
Oh, aye. It's been a while since I've pinched out.
I think I only did it and just went, all right, and I've done that. Like, I used to, like, shove a Mr. 10p Mr. Chew up me sleeve when I was in the chemist or something after school, randomly.
One time, I pinched a snooker instruction manual out of a snooker table from Bob Mills.
Why?
Because I was getting into snooker, and I was like...
Fuck off! I'm thinking about getting a manual for that. Like, I want to go to it. Like, I bet it was one of them shitty snooker tables where it's dead small, was it?
It was quite a decent size. They were like stacked up at the back of Bottom Mills. I mean, I must have only been about 10 or 11. And I found the sheet of paper and I got out and I was like, oh, the snooker instructions. But I could barely fucking read either. So I don't know what I was thinking. But I got it was the rules of snooker and I thought, oh, I'll get them. I'll learn all about snooker and I'll totally know how to play snooker. So that was stupid. And the other thing I pinched, which was a bit later on, and I was a teenager at this point, is can you remember Blaze in Manor Walks?
Uh-huh.
I pinched Robbie Williams' first single from Blaze.
Oh, get in. You love Robbie Williams as well.
I fucking hate the bloke. I can't stand Robbie Williams at all.
I remember Gaz, he got really into nicking, and it was quite fun. It was funny. One Saturday, he said, oh, do you want to go to the shops with me? And I was like, all right, neighbour. So we went in the Manor Walks, and your Blockbuster Video used to be there.
Hi.
He just walked in there and just took no one was at the counter, no one was in, there must be in the back. He just walked in and just opened the fridge, got a Haagen-Dazs out and just walked out with it. And I was just like, what? He went, how are we going in? Then he went, you know, Robbie's, what he used to do, hello, Robbie's, what he used to do all the hardware stuff. He went into there and went, yeah, man, we're going to spray paint when we get out here. Came out, nicked the can of spray paint, walked out, we got to a fence and he went, check this out. And he had bought, like, he got varnish or something like that. He fucking varnish.
He stole a can of lacquer.
So he went back and nicked a can of spray paint.
Fuck off. Yeah, he went back and he was like, sorry, I've pinched the wrong thing. Can I just put this back and take a different one?
Once I went to Parklands and, you know, the golf place and got a thingy, and you can rent clubs out for the pitch and putt. And I went, oh, Gaz, funny, thief. Must be supposed to be Gaz, just must have the thief thing in him. And then he had brought his and that, and I'd only brought a driver to go on the range. So I went, let's go on the pitch and putt. So I rented out a putter or a pitching wedge, I can't remember, or both for £1.50, and then I just took them, yeah.
Shut up, man. That's pretty rock star.
Mm-hmm. But if anyone's listening who is from there and is going to get us done, I didn't really.
There you go, you've heard it. It's a true confession on the Adam and Norm podcast. The next question I've got is a little bit of a sentimental one, actually. And it's from Ben Dixon.
Ben Dixon.
He said, what's your favourite memory together?
That's so special. I remember one time, me and Norman were in the bath together in the Grand. Where he got married, his wife was supposed to be in there, but I'd filled it up with bubbles. He didn't know about it, and I said, look, I've got a present for you upstairs. Leave your wife down here talking to the guests, and we go upstairs. And I just came out of the bath with a ring around my belly.
That was it. That was probably my favourite one as well, where Adam came out with a ring around his belly, and it was
magical,
impressive, like. And the best thing was, he did this weird thing where he kind of, like, tensed, and then his bell end shrunk down, the ring just popped off.
And it landed on his finger. Like, Lord of the Rings on Gollum.
And I said, if that's not romantic, then I don't know what is. That was a pretty good memory.
I remember one. Do you remember? This is not a special memory, but do you remember that time when we went to Arnie Wright's? We used to have house parties at his all the time, his mum and dad's. And I drank that bottle of Southern Comfort and I went upstairs and I just went, oh, I feel a little bit sick. Then I went, oh, this is not like me. I puked into the toilet and was like, oh, there we're gone. And I opened the toilet door and you were just standing there in front of us like that. And I went, you all right? And I talked on your face and you went, oh, your breath smells nice. And I went, I've just been sick.
You totally remember it?
It smelled fruity.
Totally did it. I like the fruitiness. And I was like, fucking hell, that smells nice. I thought, what are you drinking? You were like, oh, I've just been sick.
Yeah.
That was that is a good memory. Actually, I used to love Arnie Wright's house parties.
They were awesome. Oh,
they were so good then.
What about that time when we had the video camera out and Andy Wright and went, well, we need to get some drink. So they went out in the car and they all shift off to go and get some drink from the news agents. And me and you went into his airing cupboard or something like that. And he got all his dad's training gear on for his bikes. We just got a video camera out and started shooting. We're playing a music video and went, and then took it all off and put it back and went, that'll be fun when his mum and dad see that.
That was class.
I wonder if they ever did.
They either did. I can remember Andy Ray's dad saying to me, he went, I found your music video. He went, I was fucking in stitches. I think it was like on like a Christmas videotape or something where it was like, oh, let's rewatch Christmas from last year. And then we just turned up with like Lycra on with guitars and drums and stuff. It was fucking class, that. They were like some good days, like.
There's been quite a few, though, barbecues and all that and stuff, yeah. Like, and just the Buzzcocks videos and they're funny
editing
and that.
The Buzzcocks videos were just the funniest. I remember sitting in your mum and dad's house in the spare room and editing them and just laughing so much. Well, like, when we're doing the lessons in life and just what the one where we did... I think it was the fight school one we did in your mum and dad's garage. Watching that when we edited the bit where we're like hitting the punch bag with a golf club and that, and we're just crying, laughing at it. It was so funny. And I remember like saying to you, oh, what could Trekker have in his pocket? And you were like, my mum's got some sausage rolls. I was like, get fucking sausage rolls. You would totally put them in your pocket.
What good sausage roll, yeah?
Aye, that was good crack as well. So there's loads of good memories making Buzzcocks videos. Stealing my mate's mum and dad's video camera and filming music videos with the dad's cycling lycra on and sniffing each other's breath after we've been sick.
Right, we're just waiting for Buzzcocks to fucking turn up whenever he wants to. Is he gonna fucking ring? He's never fucking early.
Hello, you little fucking daft spot. I can't. How you doing?
You all right? How are you doing, Buzzcocks?
How are you,
aye? Some people said you mentioned that you were going to want some questions to be sent to us, so we've had some sent in. So do you want us to read some of them to you or what?
I read them. Aye, of course I want you to read them, you little fucking dialing man. Fucking get your fucking lips into gear.
Right, sorry. Right, here's one from BoyBath70.
Puff.
BoyBath! That sounds a bit fucking weird. Anyway. Right, here it is. I don't have a question for Uncle Buzzcocks, but it's my birthday on Monday, so would love a little birthday shout-out.
Happy birthday, boy bath, you little daft cunt. Are you gone? Is that it?
That's cool.
Can I go on?
No, we've got some more questions for you. Did Norm not fucking tell you what we're going to be doing?
No, he just said, yeah, will you, yeah, he said, no one fucking cares about me and this little fucking drama coming from Cromlington. Will you come in and bring a proper gangster flavour to the fucking podcast? I says, of course I will. Because I do his windies, you see. So when I go and run and do his windies, yeah, he's seen his lass. His lass is fucking hardy, like. He's kind of hard reading his lass, like. I tell you that. That's why I knocked 50 pence off doing his windies because his lass is fucking leafing.
Right, I'll tell you what, we'll ask the next question. This one's from Dickie. How many rooms has your tack den got now? And now you're the godfather of Crammy and all that. But have you ever thought about taking your empire somewhere else?
I have got my empire everywhere in the UK, man, you little daft cunt. Who's he like? What's his name?
Dickie.
Oh, he sounds like a proper little soft cunt. I'd fucking York his fucking heel. I'll have the shop coming up to me and saying, oh, you, excuse me, are you thinking about like for expanding your fucking empire? I'll have Newcastle and I'll have the world now, lad. Yeah, man, you little daft cunt. Yeah, Dickie, if you're listening to this, I'll tell you right now, my fucking empire goes all the way to the moon, man, you little mugshot. I've been fucking taking dolphin pills since I was about 4 years old. I fucking floated up into space and built a fucking tack then on fucking NASA's fucking space shuttle, you little daft cunt. I think I know how to fucking expand gangster kingdoms all over the country. Little, what a little fucking dick he is. Yeah, I'm fucking gonna steal his fucking sky card when I see him. Like, has he got his address on there?
It hasn't got his address, no.
You fucking want to find his address, like, because he's a little fucking cocky cunt, him, like, asking me if I want to expand my expansions. What a good thing he's, aren't he, like? What is he in world with that?
He says, how many rooms has your tack den got now?
Well, it's got fucking 24.
24 rooms. What are you doing most of them? Just smoke
all different room, different resins for different rooms, pal. You've got to have a different room for different resins. I've got 24 different chillums and all in there. I was going to do MTV Cribs, but the fucking the cameramen all turned up and I just like went in this. I went, woo, yeah, no one's allowed in my tack den unless they're off the face. So I just said, woo, and now here's our little fucking posh little drama cunt who've probably never even had a full 9-bar in your system. So I said, I'll call him his Dune a little bit. Give each one of them a spliff of long bent and Dune turf. What ended up happening? I'm on the aisle, fellow, and shit themselves. How to fucking get the taxis to take them in. They couldn't even come in, man. They said, well, yeah, we've been to all the gangsters in like America and all that. I said, yeah, man, you haven't been to the fucking gangsters in Newcastle or in Cromlington, because if you had, you'd fucking nod about it.
Right. Well, we've got another one here for you. This one's from Stuart Thompson. Right. Actually, this is directed to me and Norm, which says, I understand Stephen Cox, a.k.a. Buzzcox, is making an appearance on your podcast tonight. He comes across as a very intelligent, street-smart person, and I admire his approach to life. I hope I'm not too late, but I'd like to ask him what he thinks of the possibility there is more than one universe, a multiverse. Yeah, this is a confusing question, this, like. As a result, does he now feel he is the biggest gangster cosmologically? Given in multiverse, there is possibly more than one of him. Sorry, I'm not very good at reading.
Well, that's a question.
Did you understand any of that? Are you on the Game Boy?
What?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man, you've got... What was your question again?
You said...
You said something about the universe, didn't you? He said, he didn't see out of it is not fucking keep myself entertained. I'm not answering fucking questions about the universe, man. Who the fuck's that little daft dafty?
He said, is there more than one universe, a multiverse? As a result, does he now feel he is the biggest gangster cosmologically? Given a multiverse, there's possibly more than one of him.
Aye. I think, yeah. Have you ever done more than 14 lines on Tetris?
I think so.
That's fucking canny hard to do that, you know. Oh, yeah, about the universe, aye. Yeah, that lad on there. He sounds like he's never had any fun in him, like. I reckon he's a virgin.
Couldn't possibly, yeah.
I think we need to filter the I think we need to filter the questions so virgins can't send them in. Because, yeah, if you think I'm going to answer questions from little virgins like that, it's going to get a bit complicated because I'll just end up proper smashing the room up.
Right.
Fucking, yeah.
I'll tell you what, we'll skip on to the next one. Is that all right?
Howard.
From Hammy.
Why?
Who's faster, Sonic the Hedgehog or you on Wiz at the start of a sesh?
Me, easily. Easily. Yeah, there's one thing that I'll absolutely put money on is how fast I can run when I'm on Wiz. Yeah, man, I wouldn't. Yeah, man, on fucking. You can ask all the teachers in Parkside Middle School where I fucking learned how to be a gangster when I went through the school. Every single sports day, I used to go in, egg and spoon race, two lines of Wiz. Fucking yorked it. Yeah, man, I was going like fucking proper Sonic. But people were like, well, that's proper using cheating drugs and that. I says, yeah, man, if you see that to me again, I'll fucking pull your socks away. You eat, man, your little mugshot and spark it. Here's a woman. I'm fast as fuck on speed. And if you get, yeah, I'll tell you what, if you get me on a dance floor when I'm on speed, well, yeah, you fucking better get the fire extinguishers out, like, because the lasses are going, I'm proper Del Monte over that, like. You'll be fucking sniffing all over the shop.
Right, very good. I've got another one from you, from Andy Curry.
Oh, aye. Actually, didn't he win tennis? He's a tennis player, him, man. Yeah, man, he's a tennis player, Andy Curry.
Is he?
Oh, he's a tennis player. He's won Wimbledon, man.
That's Andy Murray.
Remember? No, man, it's Curry. Andy Curry. I fucking know about tennis. You know how I'm... Yeah, man. I've been doing golf. I've been doing football and all the sports, and now for a fact, tennis, absolutely, because I've hit people with tennis rackets, so I think I know what I'm talking about.
Right.
He's fucking, I'm telling you, he's won Wimbledon. Actually, I think I might have sold him. No, he did, because I sold him a Schlesinger tracksuit 4 years ago. Actually, I think I left the joints worth in the pocket. That might be why he fucking won, man. What's his question anyway?
He says, here, who's better, bass generator or Technotrance?
What a fucking daft cunt. Bass generator all the way. Who the Technotrance are for lasses, man? Technotrance, aren't they the ones that do like all the proper like smooth rhythms? Where's bass generator on?
I don't know.
No, bass generator do the strict stuff. Like, they're strict as fuck. They will absolutely boss your heating all over the shop.
Bass generator. I think bass generator are pretty... They were the ones that I used to sort of listen to when I was little and that. So.
You didn't listen to bass generator, pal. You probably listened to fucking, like, Peter Andre or something like that, man. Have you seen the fucking plate here, man?
Thanks very much, mate.
You look like you've never fucking cleaned a chillum your whole life.
Oh, right. Here's one from Jody Oz. And he says, how many lasses can you finger at once?
What, like all at once? Or like you're just in one leg?
At once, aye.
10, easily. I've got 10 fingers, haven't I? Actually, you know what it is? I've just thought, yeah, I'd probably be torn a few of them. Put us down for 20, pal. Actually, I reckon my big toes are kind of big leg. So I reckon that'd probably might be to get that into like, get that in a couple of fannies out. I reckon 24. Aye. 24. Because what I'll do is I'll put a knuckle in one and then I'll curve my toe into the other one.
Here's another one from me. This is from Chris. This is Chris, K-R-I-S-S. That's how you spell his name in that one. It says, here, Buzzcocks, do you still have that lad's two front teeth who you sparked out on Spook Hill when you were with Hawley and Trekker?
No. I got them put into a sovereign that I gave to a lass. And then I ended up, I got her pregnant, so I fucked her off.
All right. So did she end up having the kid?
I don't know. I never heard from her again. I didn't gun up the shill bottle anymore, so.
Sounds cool.
I just thought, yeah. So that's where the empty for, they're in a lush sovereign ring that some lass has got up there. So fuck knows.
Sounds nice. Who did that for you then?
Oh, I don't know, pal. There was just some little fucking dafty who used to make rings up in the tune. And I just went in, I just walked in. I says, yeah, what can you lock into a ring? And he said, lock anything into a ring. I went, will you lock these teeth into one? He went, whoa, you're fucking weird. He like, and I says, yeah, man. I fucking sparked one up on Spook Hill and fucking pure kept his teeth, locked them into a fucking engagement ring. And he went, what kind of engagement ring? Like, I went, a proper...
You're getting engaged to her.
Aye.
Right. Fucking hell. I've got another one here for you. This one's from Elliot Henderson. Who would win against Buzzcocks or the four Metro checkies?
What? The Metro keepers? The people on the Metros who think they're hard and think they can tell people what to do?
I guess.
That'll be me. I'm not being big head or anything, but I'm fucking hard for my age.
Yeah?
Always have been. I'm kind of hard for my age. Like, UFC phoned me up and said, woo. Would you like to come and train all the people in the UFC how to be harder? And I said, I don't know. I said, I might do that. I don't even know whether I can, fit it in because I'm collecting golf balls, I'm doing windows, you know what I mean? It's hard for gangsters to get time out of their schedule to come and train on the whole of the UFC how to be harder, so I just ended up having to say no.
Right, well, thanks very much for coming on.
Do you want us to come back again?
If you can come back next week and answer some more questions if you're up to it.
Aye, I'll try.
Excellent. Well, thanks very much for coming on, and we'll hopefully see you next week.
Got me beer. How was that then? Any good?
I answered a few questions on that. I don't know.
Was he much crack?
He was, aye.
He does my windows. So I just said to him, like, yeah, will you, we do this podcast thing. We're trying to get the ratings up in that. And, you know, there's people who like your crack. I've seen you got loads of followers on Twitter and that. Do you fancy jumping on and just answering a few questions? And he was like, he just kept looking like my wife. It's funny actually because he just comes to our house and he's meant to be cleaning the windows, and if Helen's in the like in the back kitchen, I just look out and he's just on the lawn doing push-ups. It's totally weird. I don't know what he's trying to do. Like, well, I've got another question. It's from Joe, and he says, where do you see the podcast going? What's your ambition with it?
I want to make it a big podcast and do it full time. That's what my ambition is to do. Maybe go to just see how far it'll go in that. But I really enjoy doing it and that. And I'd love to spend like the main week of your job coming up with comedy stuff and improving it and making it, I don't know, extra bits and just, yeah. So I'd like to do it full time.
When this whole corona thing like blows over, what would be class would be to like hire a pub and do an episode of the podcast live in a pub, and we'll do the skits live as well. And obviously we'll have like all the bits and pieces that happen in the podcast. We'll do all of that, but with an audience, and we'll try and like get questions from the audience and that. And if enough people are interested in it, it might be a really cool thing to do. And I'm sure a lot of people would be like interested to come along and have a few pints and just listen to us have a bit crack.
That'd be mint. I'd love to do it. Me, like, I think it's a class idea.
And it's a good way to celebrate the kind of end of the lockdown and stuff like that as well. So maybe that'll happen over the summer. And if you're interested, pipe up and let me know, because that's what we'll need to hear. We'll need to hear if people would like to do that. I'll tell you one thing that funny that happened to me is in the middle of the night, right? I like woke up and she was just burst out laughing. And I was like, what the fuck? I was like, what the fuck are you doing? And she was like, total like proper belly laughing. And I was like, what are you laughing for? And she was like, that's just the funniest things ever happened. And I was like, what? I was like, it's the middle of the night, what are you talking about? She was like, I was in a queue in a dream and I got up to go to the toilet and I was like, right. And she went, and then when I came back, went back to sleep, I was at the back of the queue. She went, I lost my space in the queue, in my dream, for going to the toilet.
Oh, God, that's unbelievable.
And she said it just made her burst out laughing. I was like, are you fucking for real?
That's the best thing I've ever heard in my life.
It's you went mental, to
sleep and woke up in the toilet. When you came back, you are back out of the queue.
You were at the back of the queue. She said it was so surreal. She went, my mind has actually done that to me. My mind has actually put us at the back, because I'm in control of this, and it's put me at the back of the queue. So that was quite funny. Like, I was like, what the fuck? But she does have mad dreams. She'll just say stuff. She'll go, do you ever have like dreams where like you're like looking at the sky and like a massive dragon like lands and like starts like talking to you, and then like all of a sudden you've got a new pair of shoes on? And I just like look at her, I'm thinking, what? I have like the most mundane dreams. I'll have a dream that I'm just like buying some paper for a printer. That's literally the dream. It's fucking rock and roll. And I'm like buying paper and I'm talking to someone in like Dixon's or wherever it is and going, oh yeah, and they're going, do you want to like insure the paper for an extra £3 a month? And I'm like, no, it's all right. I'll just buy the paper, cheers, pal. And then that's it. Whoa. And then I wake up and I'm like, oh, that was an interesting dream.
I have a dream like I'm fucking Sam Beckett and I've quantum leaped inside of a horse and I'm in the middle of the Grand National running it. And Al's on my back riding it.
Actually, that would be, you know, last week we talked about pawns.
Mm-hmm. Or quantum leap pawn.
Imagine a quantum leap pawn. That would be fucking excellent, that. At the start, he always like goes like, and he goes in and then he's just getting spunk sprayed all over his face and he goes, oh boy.
Oh boy.
And he's got like fucking like 10 like fucking American footballers around him with their dicks out. It's one of their ones. That would be fucking absolutely class. You could just see that on Quantum Leap. So if you're the producers of Quantum Leap and you're thinking about bringing it back, there's your opening episode. That would be brilliant. People would be backing that all the way. Jumps into a porn star.
I'll tell you, there's a story I thought of the start of this week, actually. Just because we're talking about the idea of inviting Buzzcocks on, I was thinking of Chavez. And I remember this, it was funny as fuck. Actually, my niece listens to this podcast. So I bought her a ticket for her birthday to go, or Christmas, I can't remember, to go and see Ed Sheeran last year, I think it was, at St James's. And we're walking to St James's and we went past, you know, when you go, what's the way, is it past the Hancock, where the Hancock, is the Hancock Museum still there? I don't know.
It's still there.
I don't know. You come round the corner and you turn and you look up and you start walking towards Eldon, the bus station.
Mm-hmm.
We turned round that corner and there was me, Heather, and my niece, Odette. He's fucking three Chavas and they had nicked a fucking scissor lift and they just went flying past her, straight there round the corner, going, shit out. And I just looked at Heather, I was like, what the fuck? And then a fucking copper car came down like that and stopped next to her, and I just said, oh, you're looking, at, you're looking for three lads on a scissor lift that just went round the corner. I don't have any idea what the fucking they did for.
Is a scissor lift one of them things that they like have in like shopping centres and they like expand up?
So oh,
they
can kind of like...
There was three of them on it.
Aye. There were only but 30 and 14.
That is fucking brilliant. That, that is a proper, like, that. I'm surprised. They probably know Buzzcocks them, because that's the type of thing he would do. Isn't it? That's fucking brilliant, that. Well, we're getting close to the end of the podcast. Is there any questions that we're going to ask each other then before we wrap this one up?
Can I fucking think of anything?
Right, I've got one. So, if you had to suck someone off...
Excellent.
Who would you rather suck off? Freddy Krueger or Michael Jackson?
Can't believe I'm thinking about it. Freddy Krueger.
Imagine Freddy Krueger's burnt piece.
I'd rather do that than Michael Jackson's whatever dead one.
He'd have like a one, like a, oh, he's not dead, he's alive at the time.
Oh, but brilliant, he, that makes, oh, get in, Michael Jackson's easily now.
I think Michael Jackson would have like a, probably have like a little band around it. Didn't he used to put bands around everything, like his arm, his fingers?
He'd have a mask on it or something. He'd have like a mask on his bell end and a band and a, like a fucking elastoplast around it.
A little hat.
Yeah, I love Michael Jackson. Like, I thought he's a mint artist. His music's fucking unbelievable, but I don't think I could...
Wouldn't want to suck him off.
I mean, I wouldn't want to suck him off. But hey, if you're talking about Freddy, I tell you what, he'd just be like eating a little pizza if it's anything like his face, you know what I mean?
Like eating a French bread pizza.
I like one of them baguette ones. Ooh, hello, squidgy. Yeah. One, two, Freddy's coming in you.
Well, I feel like that's the perfect place to end that, like. Absolutely. Oh, that's rough. So, Adam, you can follow us on Facebook now.
You can follow us on Facebook. It's the Adam and Norm podcast. Same with on Instagram, Adam_Norm on Twitter. Write a review on Apple. Give a star rating.
5 stars.
5 stars every time, please.
Yeah.
We're getting quite a lot of them, actually. We think we've got 51 now.
Have we?
Yeah. It's 5-star ratings.
Good. That's good. We need to get 100. That's what 100, goal. That's 100 5-star ratings. That's what we need to get. Well, it's been a pleasure. I hope you've enjoyed listening. Bye-bye.
Peace.